SODC update, and this is from Andrea Powell and Sue Cooper. More council land to be managed for nature. SODC has increased the area of its land being used for nature recovery by almost a fifth since last year. In 2022, the council took the decision to establish a meadow management approach to selected green spaces and not to mow them during the spring and summer months. Since then, it has gradually added more sites to its meadow areas and extended some existing ones, following recommendations from residents, town and parish councils, and council members. The council chooses locations which are not used for sports or play and do not impact on pedestrians or sight lines for drivers. They are also near shorter grass areas. There are now 8 Let It Be, and that's B-double-E, Let It Be meadow areas which are left unmown, and a further 6 wildflower meadow area sites which are actively sown with wildflower seeds to encourage growth. Together, these sites cover more than 39,000 square metres of land owned or managed by the council ground maintenance team. This is up from just over 32,000 square metres last year. Land at Foxhall Manor in Didcot has been added to the list of Let It Be meadow area sites, while 2 existing sites, Fane Drive in Beaconsfield and Radnor Road in Wallingford, have been extended. There are already 2 small sites in Benson in the Millstream car park area. Ticketless car park machine trial starts in Wallingford and Abingdon. 4 car parks across South Oxfordshire and Vale of White Horse have started trialling new ticketless payment machines. The trial started in Abingdon at the Civic Car Park and West St Helens Street Car Park on Wednesday the 9th of April, and in Cattle Market Car Park and Goldsmiths Lane Car Park in Wallingford on Monday the 14th of April. There will be 2 different machines to choose from when buying a parking ticket. With either machine, users will need to enter their vehicle registration and select the length of time they wish to park. Users can still pay in the same ways as before, by cash, card, or via the Pay by Phone app, but the machines will no longer issue a ticket. It is, however, recommended that users make a note of the time their parking will run out. Why are we trialling these new machines? The current machines are more than 20 years old, and when they need repairs, it's increasingly difficult to source parts. We want to make sure our new machines give the best experience for our users, which is why we're trialling 2 different versions. The trial will last for approximately 3 months, and users are being asked to complete a quick survey of their experience of using the machine they chose. Users can access the survey by either scanning the QR code on the machine or by visiting southandvale.gov.uk/parkingmachinetrial. The results of the survey will be used to determine which machine system we adopt for the future. The more feedback we get, the more informed our final decision will be. SODC grants available. A new round of the SODC Everyone Active grant scheme launched on April the 1st. There's £50,000 available in total, and each application can request up to £5,000. Grants can be awarded not just for sports projects, but for anything promoting physical activity and well-being, such as community gardening or play equipment. The next capital grant scheme opens on the 2nd of June, with £320,000 available. The councillor grant scheme on at the 18th of August, £15,000 between us, and the Performing Arts Grant Fund, £60,000, on the 28th of July. All necessary instructions and advice on how to apply for a grant can be found on the SODC website at southoxon.gov.uk/grants.